Okay, I'll just do it. Let's do things.
Right, I'll roll the music. Oh, hang on. Better stop this background music shit first, don't I? Right, here we go. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Y'all are listening to the Overseas Connection podcast.
Shut up and sit down.
Here we go.
Would you come?
I think we're just getting started.
Medic!
I'm a witcher.
I think this is more than you can handle.
He sits on his ass all day.
Let's do this.
Good evening, it's Robin Tate here, Bongo the Sane, in Ballymena, Northern Ireland, on a very, very, very hot day. It just doesn't work with us that well over here, our white, pasty skin, and it gets hot so quickly, but it was lovely. It was lovely. Nice weather. I could do with that. It would save me buying a house in Spain. Anyway, welcome to the Overseas Connection podcast. This is a video game podcast, sort of, that we chat about some games and we chat about what we do, and we're just a bunch of mates, the chat. And this is episode 481, and this is June 24th, 2018. I'm your host this evening. That's me. And I've got Nicole, and I've got Mark, and they're all looking spiffy, spiffy, spiffy. Nicole is, of course, used to the heat completely, and Mark is like myself and probably melting.
Yeah, yeah. I'm not complaining, though. So, I'd rather have the heat than the cold.
Last week, it was so strange, because last week over here it was freezing. It was down to 8 and 9 degrees.
Yeah,
it was like winter time.
We even had a touch of ground frost back into last week, early one morning.
Early one morning.
I hate the heat.
Oh, see, we get so little of it that we kind of suck it up.
We just go out and become lobsters when we get a bit of sun.
I break out in heat rashes constantly. I have this is going to be TMI, but having big boobs means you get a big rash. Your boobs. Sorry, the whole world is.
Sorry.
Anybody who knows women with boobs, I fainted
again. Sorry, don't say boobs. Oh,
you'll be fine.
Yeah, the only problem is in about a week or 10 days, we start to complain about it too. We are a culture of born complainers. We complain about everything. So, how's your week or two been? It's been a strange time with E3 and Amsterdam for me, and everybody being away and doing different stuff. So, how's your last couple of weeks been, Nicole?
Mark? Mine has been okay. I've been busy at work. I work 19 hours a week because it's summer.
Oh, right. Okay. Summer school. All right. Okay.
Summer camp, actually. I'm teaching art classes for the summer. And then
this one time at art camp.
No
flutes involved.
No, mm-hmm. No. Okay. Mm. Cheesecakes,
art,
apple pie,
not bands.
Apple pie.
And then I got, so far I've seen the kids for 3 days, and we ran up to Tennessee and came back just for a little quick.
Oh yeah, was it Austin you were in? Where was that restaurant?
Oh, Chewy's. That one was in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. Yeah, I know. Murfreesboro, Tennessee.
Flip me.
It's hard for me to say. It's ridiculous. We had gone to Chattanooga, and there's one there.
Choo-choo.
Yes, because we always go to see the Chattanooga choo-choo.
Really?
There is one.
There is a Chattanooga choo-choo.
Yeah.
And do they sort of bring it out? Is it an old steam train sort of thing? And choo-choo?
You buy tickets and get a little tour, and sometimes they do a dinner. At Christmas time, they do the Polar Express.
Ah, Tom Hanks. So, what is the Chattanooga choo-choo? Why is it a thing?
It's a historical thing.
Oh.
It's neat. The incline railway, also cool. So we've been on that too. And then we went to Ruby Falls. which is the largest waterfall inside of a cave. I don't know.
That sounds worth
it's not a making good long an effort walk. To go and You're see? Walking like 2 miles down. It's interesting.
I like to hear that. And what do you do? You just do you go over the falls in a barrel? That would be fun.
No, that's not that big.
Oh, okay.
It's so just it's cool. They don't know where the water comes from. It's just falling out of a hole in a cavern. It's beautiful to see, and they've got it all lit up, and they take you and give you the history of how this cave was found and why it was found, and I mean, and then it's named after the founder's wife, Ruby. That's why they call Ruby, it Falls.
That's excellent. That sounds like a good trip.
It's just fun. It's educational fun, and then it gets the kids actually moving because it's exercise too, but we don't tell them that part.
No, of course not. And Mark, what about you? You've got it. You're not. You're getting nice color in the top of your head. I mean, you have been outside there. You've been tasty, you know.
Well, this weekend there's a Dragon Boat Racing Festival going on. Just behind us, we're quite lucky. We've got the canal and the river, and there's a huge park. So there's a big festival going on. There's loads of stalls and stuff for kids to do and that, and there's dragon boat racing, which is a lot of fun to watch. It's basically like a long boat with about 10 people in, where they just race up and down the river paddling away, and it's funny watching them tipping side to side, and the guy or woman on the front beating the drum gets thrown in. So yeah, it's good fun. So I've been in the park most of the time.
Yeah, I did that years
great
ago.
For it. Yeah.
We were all half cut at the time.
Yeah, there was plenty of beer tents and everything, and food stalls and stuff. So, yeah,
there wasn't much of the womanizing and pillage and all that sort of stuff. That maybe it did happen. I can't remember. It was just a blur. Speaking of things that are just a blur, I'll touch on this briefly, because what happened in Amsterdam stays in Amsterdam. So last weekend I was at Mike Chin's Chinny from the Veteran Gamers Stag, and there was about 12 or 15 of us. A lot of guys that I didn't know. There was Mike's brother was there, and Stu from Veteran Gamers as well. And I did lots of stuff that I have never done before. One, stay in a hostel. I stayed in a hall, which was.
Yeah, I saw the bunk beds.
I was nervous. Yeah, I
mean, there's a picture saying, "What are these?
What the hell?" You know, we went in, and it was like all these hippies standing around. And we went into the lift, and we went up in the lift, and the lift had like painted gloss blue, but it had been scratched with all graffiti all over every corner of the lift. I was like, "Oh my god!" Now I got into the room, and although it was tiny, it was clean and lovely. And at the end of the weekend, the hostel, which had these fantastic t-shirts, the best worst hotel in Europe, it was brilliant. They were really friendly, they were really nice, and I wouldn't think twice about going back again. So we were all, a big group of us there. And on the Saturday afternoon evening, you've seen some of the photographs. We were all dressed up as Mario and Luigi, and Chinny was dressed up as Princess Peach and wandering around the center of Amsterdam. You can imagine Mario, Luigi, they're happy characters. So people were shouting, "Mario, Luigi!" And we had a boat trip, and it was all catered and lots of drink, and we had an absolutely fantastic time. I remember we were staggering around the middle of Amsterdam at 4 a.m. and feeling safe, feeling good.
Yeah, I saw the picture of a doner kebab.
Oh, goodness me. So a fantastic weekend. Great to spend it with Mike celebrating. He was brilliant as Princess Peach. He fully got into the role. I'd love to show you some of the video that we have, but I just can't. Just can't. Yeah. And Amsterdam is one of those places. You've been, Nicole, haven't you?
Where?
Amsterdam. No. It's got drugs. It's got sex. It has beautiful canals, beautiful buildings, beautiful scenery. Families, stag do's, hen do's, general holiday makers, romantic weekends. And it all just seems to work. You know, if you want to ignore the sexy stuff, you know, you can. If you want to ignore the drug stuff, you can. I realized how naive I was sitting in some of these little cafes and how little I actually know about this stuff. But it was, yeah, good fun. Good fun. And yes, kebabs. So Friday night, I flew in on Friday night. Yeah, the whole weight loss thing didn't go too well. I think I had a kebab probably about 11 o'clock at night, half 11. I was peckish. And I think I had another one about half three in the morning. Yeah, that was not good for the diet. And then another one on Saturday night. I put on weight this week. That was hard to admit on Judith and I's little podcast. But while I was there, one of the guys was talking about this this Fitbit scale, Aria scale, and are the scales that I have. Judith's been going to this Weight Watchers thing, and there's very accurate scales, and our old scales are as old as the hills, the old analog things. And well, I suppose if you're weighing yourself every week on it, it's all right. But when I stood on these things, and I ordered a set, and they arrived on Monday, and I stood on them on Tuesday morning, and it went, "You're fucking fat." But it measures your BMI and your fat content percentage and all that there. Yeah. But they're actually very, very cool. And you can, it syncs up to your app and your phone and all your bits and pieces, and you can have lots of users on it. So they're a nice slick thing. Nice and slick. And I suppose the last thing that, out in our bandstand, it's going to be a no-go zone area very soon. I was spotted the last couple of days wasps going in and out. One of the little cracks in the rafters.
The devil's fly.
Yes. You have wasps in America, don't you, Nicole?
Oh, yeah, we do.
You have really big ones, though, don't you?
My whole face all swollen up.
Yeah. Oh, horrible thing.
I had mowed over an in-ground nest, and they found up my leg and gone out and hit my face.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they're not causing any bother at the moment. I don't mind bees. Lots of bees flying around at the moment, getting stuff there. They're nice, but the wasps.
Fill up a brown paper bag and hang it near the wasp thing. They'll go away. They think it's a hornet nest, and hornets and wasps are enemies.
I don't think we have hornets here, do we?
No, not really.
No. I tell what we did.
Maybe they're American wasps and they know the thing. Just try it.
Maybe that's a different accent. I mean, what would a American wasp sound like?
Well, to me, a hornet's got a deep South accent. And a wasp has probably got a New York, Brooklyn, or a Boston type accent. I'm going for a quaff.
No, well, my solution to it is I've tracked a local company down, and they're coming out tomorrow to remove said wasp nest for the pricey sum of £60. But they're
knock it down yourself, right?
Yeah, but I started to read up about it, and they said there could be anything from 3,000 to 6,000 wasps in there.
How big is your fucking nest? Pardon my French.
Well, I haven't trimmed it in a while.
I said nest.
Oh, sorry. I don't know. It's up. It's in the bandstand, and it's up. They've got in underneath the roof. So in, like, imagine they're inside the rafters of your house, sort of thing. So I'm just going to let.
Be pretty large.
Yeah, there seems to be lots. Judith and I were watching it tonight, and she said, "Well, how many were going in and out?" I said, "Well, I've seen several, but it might have been the same one coming in and out." I said, "Well, did you not work it out?" I said, "Well, one wasn't wearing a hat and one wasn't wearing a scarf. I didn't recognize them. I mean, one could have went in and came straight back out again just to try and fool me."
No, they'll have multiple drones. And that's what they're called. They're called drones.
Cool.
They'll have drones and guards and they'll buzz the area to keep away enemies.
Somebody can.
They're all assholes, no matter what you call them.
I think I've only been stung once by a wasp, and it was when I was in primary school, and the little bastard was in my shoe after pee, and I had my goodies on, and I got back into my ordinary shoes, and the little bugger was in there and stung me in my big toe, and I was only 5 or 6 years old. It was not very nice. Sarah's saying I'm being pretty chill. I have not brought anything back from Amsterdam that I'm aware of. So, yeah, I just am pretty chill, I suppose, tonight. It's just going to be one of those shows where it's just going to be a bit just relaxed. Greg's not here. We're not going to be worried about moving on too fast. Nothing. Just get through it and see how it goes. Okay, so yeah, that's it. Just the only thing, just work-wise, everything just bloody busy. It's unbelievably busy. Just time is just crazy right now. Just crazy, crazy. Okay, we will move on a little bit, I suppose, unless there's anything else you gentle people want to say.
Boring time, really.
I know. We broadcast every week on Twitch at 9 o'clock. twitch.tv/OC podcast and mixer.com/OC podcast on YouTube.
Jesus Christ.
Overseas Connection.
Excuse me, I've just got to get rid of this off screen. It's making me freaking itch.
Oh, don't put the wasp in the screen.
It's a hornet's nest.
Oh, my goodness. And Nicole, you wanted to mention a birthday, a special birthday that happened this week.
Yeah, just a shout out to Jim Martin, also known as, or formerly known as Ginge Ninja, and then now he's like generally Jim. I think he's changed his name too. So he turned 12. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, he turned 12 50 years ago.
What age is Jim?
I'm not going to share that information.
He's not a woman. It's all right.
It's all right.
He's not a woman. He's younger than me.
Oh, okay.
By
all right.
2 years.
So it's just his little body gets broken quite a bit then. Just because he loves his biking, doesn't he? But he always gets annoyed at not being able to get out on his bike.
He's been run over and hit and knocked off the damn thing. I've seen pictures of like where he looks like, honest to God, it looks like someone just ran him over. And it's road rash from people being
good game,
stupid.
That. Good game.
road rash?
Yeah, on the old Mega Drive on Genesis.
Isn't that Road Rage? No,
it's Road Rash.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
All right.
Oh, yeah. I don't know.
Biking. It's that Razor seat. That's why Mark was on his wish list on Amazon, had a nice comfortable bicycle seat on his wish list. If you want to check out Mark Wright's wish list, send him a nice bicycle seat. Get him back on his bike.
Yeah, I don't have a bicycle seat on my wish list. So.
Oh, I thought I was going to say you don't have a bicycle seat. I'm going to think, what the hell do you have on your seat post?
No, but I do have a comfortable bicycle seat on my bicycle.
All the facts. Thank you. Now we're clear about that. That's good.
I have to be specific with you because you take shit and run with it.
Ooh. Okay. I can't imagine that, can I?
You're a sick bastard.
I am a sick, sick puppy.
You should not go to Amsterdam ever again. It doesn't help you at all.
No, I don't know. I'm just a man of the world. Man of the world. Okay, video games. We sort of generally talk about video games and what we get up to and what time we have. And one of the things that we thought was a bloody good idea a few months ago, and it was a good idea, except it hasn't sort of got further than the first month. It was games with benefits. So we pay all this money and we get all these free games chucked at us and we haven't really played enough of these games. And that's maybe just to do with time, because it's that time of year, the weather has started to turn. But we did pick Assassin's Creed Chronicles Russia on the Xbox One and XCOM 2 on the PS4 to play in the month of June, and the month of June is almost gone.
I have played Assassin's Creed Chronicles, but it was China. So I went to play them in order. So I did start China.
You were in the theme of it. Which one was the first? I can't remember the order. Is it China first?
Russia, and then China, India, and then Russia.
Right. Okay. Well, I played China. China was okay.
Yeah.
It was all right. Yeah. Well, play it. It's free. It's there. And there's more free stuff come along. But, yeah. So, look, do you know what? You've got free stuff. If you're playing any of these free games and there's things that we should be doing, because, I mean, there is, I'm going to quickly, I chopped it around a bit, but, you know, there's stuff like Metal Gear Solid. If you've never played that, where have you been? It was on the PlayStation. Oh, sorry, on the Xbox. It's already been free on the PlayStation.
Yeah,
I'm sure.
Yeah, I think PlayStation's had it already.
And there's new stuff there with like Lego Indiana Jones 2, which is coming, which is good fun on the Xbox 360 back compat. And that's it. XCOM 2, PS4. Yeah. And a lot of it's pretty averagey stuff. Why would you go back to it? I don't know. But if you find something that we should be playing out of those free games, let us know, please. That would be lovely. Be really nice. Okay, Mark, let's talk about some of the games we have played.
Yep. Oh, hang on, that's me. It's a jingle, isn't it?
It is.
I'm rusty. It's game time. Today I feel like playing computer
games. It's game time. Well, as I mentioned before, my gaming time has been very, very limited. So let's talk about to the people that have actually played games that are relevant. Mark and Nicole, get talking.
Well, I played the... I never got a chance to play the closed beta, so I played the open beta of The Crew 2 earlier today. I know you said you quite liked it.
I said it was all right. Yeah, it was all right.
Yeah, I didn't like it. I didn't like
it. What did you not like about it?
I don't know. The intro was quite cool, where you got to race all three of the different things, the cars, the boats, and the planes. But then you're thrown into the world, and I didn't know what to do. And the racing wasn't as good as Forza Horizon.
Yeah, that's his problem.
Yeah,
that is the big problem. I know there's variety of all the vehicles and all the bits and pieces. I loved the map. The map was good.
It was very it was very much of a bounce off the walls type racer for me.
Yeah, very, very arcadey.
Yeah.
And I think we've been spoiled with what's coming in Forza Horizon. You know, why would you buy an arcade racer unless it's completely and utterly unique? And I know they have boats and planes, which is unique enough, I suppose. But why would you buy, when you know in September or October, Forza Horizon 4 is coming and you've got Game Pass and it's free?
Yeah. And
the biggie.
And it's not like I'm hating on the franchise, because the first game, that had a lot of issues when it was first out, but then it was free on Games of Gold. And they did an update to it, and it got quite good. And I even bought the DLC packs for it after that. And I quite liked the first game. But I don't see... There's no story. I couldn't see... There's no story or anything on this one, is there? Apart from you trying to be this upcoming racer.
Shark your way up sort of thing. I don't know. Maybe it's just okay.
Yeah.
And maybe there is a decent game in there, but I think it needs to be more than okay.
I think for me it's definitely going to be one of these what you pick up in a sale when it's like nice and cheap in a year's time. Mm-hmm. It won't be a day one purchase for me. But yeah, but it was okay what I saw, but it just wasn't for me at that time, if you know what
All right, before going on, Nicole, some PUBG, but PUBG, there's new maps and bits and pieces there, isn't there?
The Miramar map, I think we've mentioned it before, is now in the full rotation of the full-on main release of the game. It's not in the test server anymore. So that's sort of like in the mix, and it's a 50-50 chance what you get. You can get the same map a couple of times, so it's not set in stone which map you're going to get next. But yeah, I've had some good games this week. Been on with Greg mainly doing duos. We've had a lot of top 10 places. In duos, there's 50 teams, obviously, with 100 players. So coming in top 10 quite a few times, it's quite good for us. And we even got one where we were so close to winning, and there were just us two left and two other guys left. They were obviously the same team because they were working together. And they just had the high ground on us. And that's all it was down at the end of the game, was having that advantage of a high ground. So we came in second. It was so close, but we had a good round. So, yeah, still an exciting game.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner, a thing before PUBG, was it?
It was a phrase, but I think PlayerUnknown used that and it just snowballed. Mm. But yeah, I think it's always been a phrase, hasn't it? Winner, winner.
Because I was watching the qualifying highlights for Formula One yesterday. The guy was interviewing the winner of the last race, and that's how he started the interview. Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Yeah.
I thought, yeah, that must be because it's a common enough phrase around now.
Yeah. It wasn't invented with PUBG. They've just capitalized on it. So,
did I catch in the corner of my eye in the WhatsApp chat group, were there some buggy issues with that Miramar map? No,
when it first came out, there was a lot of desktop crashing issues, a lot of particularly if you're in a vehicle and you press a menu button or your inventory button, it'd crash and throw you out and you have to get back in. Then they did a patch this week, and when the patch first came out, people couldn't connect to the servers. There was an issue there, but once that had been resolved, touch wood, we've had no issues at all. No one's been thrown out of games, and it's been running really stable.
And just to clarify, this is that big desert map, isn't it?
On the screen now. No, that's Miramar. I think this is PC version. This is just a mix-up of different moments, because I think that was a Korean one because it had green blood. Show red blood.
Does it have the... what was the difference? Yeah, was it the Volkswagen camper vans?
In the Miramar desert map, there's a camper van, there's a Bronco pickup truck type thing. So, yeah, it's quite cool. The camper van, it's like a little mini tank, really. It's really strong. It takes some damage, but it goes really slow.
Really slow. I think by the time I played on PC, I think I got down to the final 10, and then driving around the camper van, and I jumped out of it and crushed myself against the wall. Field boat. Yeah. Mm. And Nicole, you've still been at State of Decay 2. How's your family? Is it a family? Is it working? I mean, is everybody happy?
No, nobody. No, nobody's happy.
This is
the second or third time I've started. It's like this is one of the things that's really been ticking me off. It's like by the time you get to where you can actually go do what person number one requested, you've got four other requests behind it, and all these people are pissed off that you're not doing what they want. I'm like,
sounds like work.
One person can't find gas, can't find a car, so I can't do what you need.
You spend ages getting your little community to a stable face where it's just like, I mean, 2 minutes later, it's unhappy again, it's red again, isn't it? And we're all miserable.
Yep. Yeah. And I'm like, you guys are a bunch of whiny bastards. Get off the bed. Go out there and go do some shit yourself. It just kills me. Huh? It's the pace. If you would let me have more time to complete a task, I don't think it would be as frustrating as it is. I still like it, but I just want one happy community. Just one.
They should really
have to be... They don't even have to be, like, party all the time happy. Just, you know, just a straight smile face emoticon, I'm good. Not even a full-on smile.
But wouldn't it be nice? I mean, maybe there is. I haven't played this yet. But is there a kumbaya mode? Like, you mean at night time you can sit down with a guitar and sit and sing songs? I mean, that would lift people's spirits.
No.
Hot chocolate.
What lifts their spirits is having plenty of food, plenty of water, plenty of fuel, and plenty of medicine.
And plenty of ammo.
And plenty of ammo, yeah. Oh my god, the ammo.
So it's resource management and people management. Sounds like my work.
And also really community management, because in your community you've got to construct like a field hospital, a workshop to upgrade stuff and create bombs and stuff. And then you have to upgrade these as well to get to the higher levels of ease items to get like landmines and stuff. I've not got that far into it. Most of mine are level two in the community now. My hospital and my beds and my workshop.
And I just can't bring myself to press start on it. I have it downloaded. It just seems like a big undertaking.
It is a huge game. It's good though. It's good fun.
It's a good game. I just need it to slow the pace a bit. And you can go up to the people and say, "Hey,
hey."
You know, you can pick like these choice answers, and one of them is, you know, I just need a little more time. But you can only do that so long before you get "fuck, I'm out of here" at the bottom of your screen, and you're missing a person. Go back and go, "Oh, that dude really did get pissed off and leave."
Have you come across the juggernaut dude yet?
The
really big zombies will take a lot of beating to take them down.
Yeah, they look like Greg.
What happened with him?
That's Emma. What rip you in half and they sound really horrible.
What's the one that jumps on you?
Oh no! They run on like all fours, don't they? Yeah,
yes.
The juggernauts. Once they've taken like a 1,000 bullets, they'll go down onto the knees, and then you have to go up to them and do that finishing move on them. That's the only way to take them down. So yeah, it's
I haven't come across one of those jerks.
They're a pain. They're
just
an absolute
the one
pain.
On all fours.
Yeah.
And the screamers.
Oh
Lord,
yeah.
Mercy. God. And then they collect, and there'll be like three or four screamers. So I'm like, okay, headshot, 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 but I'm getting attacked at the same time. It's a fun game. It's just kind of.
You have to be invested in it. Yeah.
A little frustrating, but fun. I don't know how to explain it.
Well, we will mention it a wee bit later on because it does come up in the news. Quite interesting. It's done very well. I have just dabbled with Forza Horizon 3. In fact, the only gaming that I've done in nearly a week and a half was last night. And I thought, no, I'm going to play. And Forza Horizon 3, away it went. And in the Hot Wheels, still whizzing around the Hot Wheels.
I love that DLC. That's one of the best DLCs for a Forza game I've ever played. I love that stuff.
Yeah, it's fun. And I mean, there's the big dinosaur in the middle of the map that swishes its tail around, and you sort of go towards its mouth and it nips at you. And yeah, it's lots of fun. And when the stuff that I was doing last night, even some of the races, maybe half a dozen races, but I was going around, I suppose, chasing achievements, driving every road. So there's one for that, and then going and getting all the XP boards. They're all hidden around the beaches and all that, and did all that. And that's, I think, with Forza Horizon, where I completed them all before, and all the achievements on them, that's where I get my kicks out of it. And it is absolutely stunningly gorgeous. And I suppose what put it in my mind is the E3 stuff, and I watched a wee bit of stuff on the gameplay of the new one. It's quite interesting. I don't know how different it's going to be. I know it's going to be beautiful. I know it's in England. I know there's houses, but I'm not sure if the houses do that much. I'm not sure if it's... No. I think we sort of have it in our head that maybe these are going to be like a base or a camp. And maybe they are, but maybe they're like the festivals. The houses are like the festivals.
Yeah, instead of having the tents.
Yeah. I don't think you're going to be able to put a picture on the wall if you're Lamborghini. Don't think so. But yeah, lots and lots of fun. And funny, there are still quite a few people in the Overseas Connection Club there working away. Yeah. And they're online and stuff. So yeah, I'm happy to go back to it. I haven't played Blizzard Mountain either, and I have that DLC, so I'm going to play a bit of it. So yeah, it's good. Okay, the biggie, because Sarah in the chat has tried The Witcher 3, she's saying here, and she didn't get on with it, so she went out and bought God of War. And I see on your list you've also been playing some more God of War.
Yeah.
So why don't you just get a room?
Where do I start? This game is absolutely frigging amazing. It is superb. It is one of the best games on the PS4 at the moment, no doubt. The gameplay, the graphics, the story, it's just 100% perfect package. It's really, really good. So, a lot of people, when they heard about this being in sort of like the Norse mythology era, were asking, well, why is a Greek god in that? And that's all part of the story. I'm not obviously going to give anything away, but it sort of like touches on it more or less straight away in the opening sequence of the game. The first chapter is just jaw-dropping, and it sets the tone beautifully for the rest of the game. The game is huge. It's a huge map. There's different realms within the map. There's seven realms. I don't know how many you can visit yet. I've only visited one yet. It's just amazing. And it's got that, what's the word for it? The Metroidvania style, where there's certain areas you can't get to yet, and you have to unlock progress, either a skill or an ability to get into that area.
I was just watching on the video there. He's got like a Thor's hammer type thing that he threw his axe and it came back to him again.
Yeah, it's that's called the Leviathan axe, and that was his wife's, what she left him as a gift when she passed away. And you keep upgrading that, you can add runes to it, and yet once you throw it, you press the triangle button and it'll come back to him. And if there's an enemy in the way, when it comes back to him, it just minces him up on the way back as well. It's just really, really satisfying to use.
Okay, I'm going to say something here that's not going to make me very popular. I've put about 10 hours into Horizon Zero Dawn.
Yeah. And you're not feeling it.
And it's fabulous and it's beautiful and the scale and scope of it is absolutely wonderful. But you're absolutely right. I ain't feeling it.
Right.
I am very impressed with it.
Yeah.
But it's not exciting me.
Yeah.
So, is there something wrong with me?
Yes, but yeah. Love you anyway.
Yeah, that was my game of the year last year. So
yeah, I'm sorry.
It was most people's game of the year last year. So, yeah.
Yeah, I'm very, very impressed with it.
It's not the right time to play that sort of game.
Maybe. I mean, maybe I should get this. Maybe I should send you your Horizon Zero Dawn back again, or maybe you should have another go at it.
Yeah,
because I'm quite well. Maybe you should have another give it another go. I don't know. All right. Okay. Sorry, but just this graphically, this thing looks
stunning. It's really good.
And I hear the way they've implemented this little son is fantastic.
Yeah, his son Atreus. He helps with the combat as well. He's got a bow and arrow. So you can look at an enemy and press the square button, and he'll said X, and press the square button, and he will shoot his arrows at that enemy, and it will eventually, after so many arrows hit it, you can stun them. And once they're stunned, you can go up to them as Kratos, press the right thumbstick down, and they will do a finishing move, and some of them are just brutal. They'll just rip them apart or just cave their head in. It's just so brutal, is this game. It's so good.
Is it open? Sorry, I shouldn't have this. Is this open world, or does it corridor you to in the story?
It's a completely different path to what the old God of Wars have been. They've been like your hack and slash Diablo type corridor, linear paths. This is, it does guide you to certain things, but you can take on side missions. It is open world. You can go wherever you want, provided you've unlocked it. So, yeah.
Nicole, does this float your boat?
What?
God of War.
God of War.
No, I'm going to still get it. It's just I can't afford it right now. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It'll be a while.
Yeah. Well, I wanted it for my birthday and I never got him. And like I mentioned before, Kyle Adams has bought this, but he hasn't time to play it yet, so he's lent me it. So I'm playing it before him on his disc. So
while he's on honeymoon,
So I'm
congratulations, I'm Kyle. Yeah. That was the other thing that I was thinking about. Darn it, I couldn't think.
Yeah.
Yes,
Kyle and Cam
has got married.
Yeah, tied the knot on Friday.
27th. Congratulations to him.
I seen two photographs on his Facebook, one of him and the bride and one of him with a pint in his hand. So, that's Kyle. Yeah. Okay, so God of War. Okay.
I don't know what else to say about it.
Everybody's loving it.
Yeah. You level up like an RPG. So you can level up you can upgrade your armor and your weapons, or you can craft new armor and weapons, or you can buy new armor and weapons from the. There's two dwarves who have different shops set up here and there. You can buy stuff from or upgrade with. And that, when you level them up, that increases your level. I've got up to level 4 now. It's a very slow progression system, but it is very, very rewarding.
And it's a big, big game, long?
Yeah.
Is it 40, 50 hours?
Yeah, some people say minimum 30 hours to do the main story. I'm trying to do everything. I'm trying to do all the side missions. I've got about 8 hours in it now, and I've not even scratched the surface yet. I've just done the first realm. I'm just come back from there. So yeah, I don't know how much is left to do, but I know there's quite a bit to do. So,
is your PlayStation still sounding like a jet engine?
This makes my PlayStation hum a bit. It sounds like a 747 on takeoff.
Is that just the age of it, or
I think it's
standard PS4s.
Yeah,
Pro.
I think it's a bit of both. It's just the age and with it being a launch console. And it's in a cabinet as well, so that doesn't help. So, yeah, I'd love a Pro, especially for 4K, because this has got HDR. The standard PlayStation has HDR visuals, which makes this game look even more stunning, especially with the lighting effects. But I'd love to see this in 4K.
Sarah, have you played it yet?
She's bought it quite recently. Because I've been raving on about it, and she's caught me up already to where I'm in the story. So she's been playing a lot of it.
She's full on.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, that's what we've been up to. Let us know what you have been doing. What should we be playing? And how bad are my choices? Okay. Nicole, the quiz mistress. See, that's completely impolitically correct now. I can't call you a quiz mistress.
Why?
Quiz master would be wrong as well. Quiz person? Quiz. Let's do the quiz.
You're just overthinking this shit.
I am. Yeah, that's the problem.
Who said it best?
Oh, I love that jingle. Nicole hates it.
Oh my God, we're going to have to fix
it. I'm getting old because I have no friggin' idea what that is.
It's just a YouTube clip I saw. There's three women just saying, who said that? Like these housewives of Orange County or something, shit like Atlanta or something, I don't know. Anyway.
Yeah. What? Wolverhampton? No.
So remember, okay. These can come from anywhere. Movies, books.
This is a quiz now. Okay, quiz time.
Yes.
Excellent.
Okay. We're going to start with the first quote. Are you ready? Have you guys scrolled down and got your fingers ready to put in your letters?
Yeah.
I've got my finger ready to put in my letters.
Seriously, oh my God, why can't you behave today?
I'm going to put the I in there. There is an I in team.
Stuck in the a-hole.
Yes.
Alright, quote number one.
Okay. Okey-dokey.
Very little is beneath a man like me. Very little is beneath a man like me. Who said it best? Albert Wesker from Resident Evil, John Marston from Red Dead Redemption, or Big Boss from Metal Gear Solid? I'm going to go over the answers again.
Uh-huh.
All right. A, Albert Wesker from Resident Evil, B, John Marston, Red Dead Redemption, or C, Big Boss from Metal Gear Solid?
Okay.
I need your answers in 3, 2, 1.
Oh, Mr. Change Mind.
No, I was doing that to confuse you. I was doing that to confuse him.
Doesn't take much to confuse me.
I didn't see your answer.
The answer is B. I am very impressed.
Yeah, see? Copying.
Well, it's
me.
Only one I've played.
It helps. Yeah, that's sad, isn't it? There's nobody below John Marston.
So that gets you guys each a point. I'll make a little here.
Poor Bonnie. Direct
the mundo.
Ryan and M got one.
Wow, that means I'm over 13 points now.
You're up to 3.
Oh. I don't know.
I'm actually off the scoreboard. It's my first point.
3. Can I change my thing to 3?
No, you cannot. You're up to 1 point, you little shit.
I was on 2.
I don't know. I don't remember what it was. Okay. Better unchange it.
This is life and death stuff, Nicole.
It's not life and death. I haven't scrolled that far down. I'm watching you two put your answers
I know, but it's
in.
Life and death. I mean, if we don't win this, I mean, one of us has to go and spend 2 weeks with Greg. Yeah, second prize. Second prize is 1 week, Greg.
All right, quote number 2.
Okay. Could we?
Yes. Please tell me who said it best.
We're getting a lot of top friends.
Commander, we've got a problem. Who said it best? Sergeant Johnson, Master Chief, or Cortana? Commander, we've got a problem. Sergeant Johnson is A, B for Master Chief, and C for Cortana.
Mm-hmm.
Answers in 3, 2, 1.
Ooh.
All right, I have 2 different answers on the board. Mark has A and Robin has C.
He's just thinking of his Johnson.
I'm thinking of the Halo Wars games. Oh, it was Chiefy.
Yeah, was that right?
Master Chief.
Oh, yeah, baby. That's another point for me, Mark. Read him and weep.
What? No, you got it wrong, you boned.
0 points awarded. 0. Oh, it was Master Chief who was
You
C,
put Cortana.
I know, but Cortana was actually in his head and controlling him. And a woman always controls the man.
Johnson gave him blood.
Really,
does that
it was Cortana. No. That's
the
not
words
a good
came
argument,
out of
then.
His mouth, not Cortana's.
It's not a good argument, then.
No.
Wrong.
No, right.
Okay.
Your argument is invalid. You know why? Because I win.
Why? Oh, burn. Okay. Carry on.
All right. Question or quote number 3.
Mm-hmm.
Been there, seen that, got the scars. Is it A, Marcus from Fallout 2, B, Butch from Fallout 3, or C, Nick Valentine from Fallout 4? So who said it best? A, Marcus from Fallout 2, B, Butch from Fallout 3, or C, Nick Valentine from Fallout 4? Your answer is in 3... 2, 1.
Ooh.
It's the only one I've played. And it sounds like something you'd say.
We are a bit choppy at the moment, see that?
Yeah, right, we're getting
so
a lot of drop frames.
Both of you have selected Nick Valentine, C, from Fallout 4.
Uh-huh.
And the answer is A, Marcus from Fallout 2.
I've never...
I said A.
You wrote C.
Did I? Damn it.
Hear what you
fingers?
Said.
Oh, well, there you go. We all got a point each. Is that correct? Did you get a point, Mark?
Yes, you guys got a point each. You both
a point
got the first
each.
One.
Mark, I'm going to put a point on your score there. Very good. Thanks, Nicole, for doing that for us. Yeah. Absolutely fantastic. And I discovered this week where this jingle comes from. Totally by random. I found I was flicking through YouTube one evening and I came across this. So I didn't realize it was the news reporter outside of Parliament buildings in London, and he got a bit angry and commentated.
Yeah, it's a satirical
on the real news.
Jonathan Pye.
Mm.
Yeah.
So time for some news.
Here is the fucking news.
Okay, so we know a couple of years ago we all played this wonderful little game that Bethesda sent out for free, and it was called Fallout Shelter. And at E3, we've pretty much found out that Fallout Shelter has made more money for them than any of their games, probably all put together, even though it's free, because all of you silly people, or some silly people, have been buying the little loot crates or lunch boxes, as it's called, on Fallout Shelter. Anyway, that's great. But Bethesda have got a little stick up their backside because Warner Brothers have released a little game about Westworld, the TV program, and seemingly it looks far, far too much like Fallout Shelter. And they've released court cases and blah, 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 and copying. But maybe it's flattery. I don't know. I don't know if this is even worth talking about.
Well,
but
to be honest, Fallout Shelter looks like a few other games I've seen on mobile platforms.
Mm.
And follows a similar principle, like your tiny towers and stuff like that. So what's their actual complaint? What's their actual copyright claim? It's just how it looks like
publisher it. Seeking a jury trial and damages for copyright infringement,
copyright code,
breach of contract, and misappropriating trade secrets. So somebody must think they can get a few more bob out of it. So they're prepared to spend a million or two to protect this little thing. But you're absolutely right, Mark, because you could go back to the old Commodore 64, and one of the very first ones of these I remember was LCPs, Little Computer People.
Yeah,
they didn't do very much, but it looked like Fallout Shelter.
Yeah,
and that's must be 25 years ago.
Yeah.
Oh my god! I'm all so old. Okay. Life is Strange. The little teaser. This is the freebie. Captain Spirit saves the day. It's set in the Life is Strange world, and it drops tomorrow.
It's free. Tuesday, I think.
25th. June the 25th.
All right, okay. It's tomorrow. Yeah. I've got a new release schedule anyway.
So if you play Life is Strange, it looks like Life is Strange world, nice and colourful. It's about a young kid, and it's going to set up the new story for Life is Strange, the sequel. So, and it's going to be free on PlayStation 4, Xbox One, and PC. And that's nice. That was a nice little thing. I mean, it's maybe only an hour or a couple hours long, but why the hell not? That's a nice touch. That was a nice thing. Common thread through E3. There was some nice freebies getting dropped here and there. So, yeah, look out for that tomorrow. Captain Spirit saves the day. I suppose it's like the first chapter, probably.
Yeah.
Okay. So, Sony Online, the ex-CEO says the reason for no cross play is money. So you know the way Fortnite came out on the Switch. Yeah, you remember this stuff?
And you couldn't use your character on your Switch from your PlayStation account.
So if you've bought hats, I don't know, scarves, with all the stuff that you can buy in Fortnite, you could not bring it over to your Switch. But if you played it on PC or an Xbox, you could. And you can't get your wellies out. Yep, that's exactly what it is.
Dance.
So this chap has said, John Smedley, he was the former CEO of Sony Online Entertainment. He said, when I was at Sony, the stated reason internally for this was money. They didn't like someone buying something on an Xbox and it being used on a PlayStation. Simple as that. Dumb reason, but there it is.
And yet their reason, what they're giving to the media, is to protect their players from idiots. So it's basically they're protecting their wallets.
Load of pants.
Yeah.
So he had a follow-up tweet from this saying, if we keep the pressure up on Sony, this problem goes away. And that's absolutely right. So, Yeah, like Sony, I know you're doing extremely well. You're selling oodles and oodles of consoles, and you've done extremely well on this cycle of consoles. But for God's sake, you know, you're selling for the players. Be for the players, not for the money. Yes, for the money. You're making plenty of it, but what harm will this do? Yeah. I don't know. It doesn't affect me. Not worried about it, but it just doesn't. It's not good PR.
And if you think about it, most of the people who have got established Fortnite accounts on the PS4 have already bought their stuff on the PS4, and they're just going to use it on a Switch.
Yep.
It's not like we're going to buy it on the Switch and use it on the PS4. So the logic's screwed, isn't it?
It is, it doesn't seem like the Japanese way. It just doesn't. Mm-hmm. That's odd. I know they have some odd little foibles, but yeah.
I don't think it's necessarily a cultural difference. It is exactly what they said. It is a business difference.
Yeah.
It's money. Mm-hmm. And that's what I even said in the chat. I was like, it's the same stupid excuse as to why they wouldn't do anything else. They always have a lame excuse, but it always boils down to money.
Mm. Well, for good or for bad, Fortnite is on the mainstream news at the moment. One, that kids are addicted to it. Two, that this story has broke on the main BBC news over here, and it's caused a bit of a furore that people can't do this, so people feel like they're being ripped off. So get it together, Sony. Okay, so I mentioned earlier on State of Decay 2, there was some nice news about them, and actually, for the month of May, when did God of War come out? Was it before May? It must have been.
I don't know. Was it April? May?
I don't know.
Mm. Well, for NPDs, for what it's worth, sales of software in America, and this is generally retail sales, State of Decay 2 leads the NPDs. So that's damn good for a exclusive title to Xbox and PC. So that's kind of cool. Overall hardware and software accessories and game card sales grew to almost 700 million, a 13% increase from a year ago. So pretty good. Now, software is slightly down, but it's made up in other areas. And so spending is up 15% overall. So it's absolutely fantastic time. Lots of money to be made in the gaming industry. Very, very nice for that little company of State of Decay. And of course, Microsoft has just bought them, so kind of cool. The State of Decay tops the list of the NPDs for me, and then in second place was God of War, another exclusive Sony title, and another exclusive Sony title after that, Detroit Become Human, Far Cry 5, and then the first of quite a few of the Switch titles, Donkey Kong Tropical Freeze, which is a remake from the Wii U, Grand Theft Auto
How's that staying the NPDs after all this time?
And that's physical copies.
Yeah, it's unbelievable.
Not second-hand copies, brand new $50 or $60
game. It's 5-6 year old game.
Yeah, and then there's Hyrule Warriors, Rainbow Six Siege still going well, and then Mario Kart 8, sporty stuff. Super Mario Odyssey is down in there. Legend of Zelda. And other sporty stuff.
Yeah, I think FIFA Overwatch. 18 will be there because of the World Cup.
Yeah, and PlayerUnknown's Battlegrounds still in the top 20. And Monster Hunter World. So there's quite a few of those. That little handy little Switch device is selling pretty well, and the software is being sucked up. You know, you think about that Donkey Kong Country Tropical Freeze, that was released on Wii U. They have to release all of those. Like, I think in the Switch store right now, there's a downloadable demo for Captain Toad's Treasure Tracker. Now, I think there's some stuff left out from the Wii U game, but it's there, and they just need to churn out all those titles that they brought out on the Wii U that didn't sell the numbers. They'll sell the numbers now if they release them for this. Oh, very, very cool. So that's the things that have been selling. Okay. All right. A wee bit of feedback and stuff that's been going on there. Who was it put this question up on Twitter? Do you know?
Don't know.
Okay. One of us put a little question up, and it'll be interesting to see if you can send us an email or get onto the Twitter sphere at @OC_podcast. The question went up was, anyone have a game they adore so much that it ruined other games for them?
Oh, anyone? Another question.
Yeah. Now, somebody called Kim Woods, I have no idea who she is, she said, Red Dead Redemption and Dragon Age Origins didn't ruin games exactly, but I questioned how could I possibly move on to something else? I don't know. Is that an addiction? I mean, I suppose way back was Modern Warfare 2 was the only thing I ever wanted to play. I dabbled in stuff, but I just kept on going back to it. And I suppose Forza and other stuff has done that to me over time. Yeah. Gaming addiction to a game only lasts a few months.
Yeah.
And then you're on to the next shiny.
I've just experienced that very thing today because I tried the Crew 2 open beta and all I could think about was how good Forza Horizon's going to be. So that's the exact thing for me. Yeah, I didn't really... I think it ruined the Crew 2 beta for me. Forza Horizon.
And I think that Vanquish game may be it. I tried to play Vanquish, and I know you said it was all really, really good, but I was in a Gears of War mode.
Yeah.
At the time, I think, and I felt Gears was so much better than it. So, yeah. I don't know. What do you think? That's it. Okay. And some other fellow called Greg DeLacy. We've heard of him before. He's a very, very dodgy character.
Yeah.
He's sort of making a statement here. It's pretty laughable that gaming more than 20 hours in a week is being labelled as part of a game addiction. And yet watching TV for longer than that per week just seems to be fine. And I think lots of us probably watch TV for 20 hours is not crazy. A couple hours every night, a couple of box sets early in the morning. So what's the difference between sitting on your sofa, eating some Doritos, not very healthy for you, eating some Doritos and watching TV, or else having a controller in your hand in front of the same TV? What's the difference?
Well,
surely the gaming's bound to be more stimulating.
I'm going
to
say, yeah, the gaming's more better for your brain. It's more engaging because you actually, it's a two-way thing, whereas TV's just, you're just receiving. But with gaming, it's reflexes, it's using your mind, puzzles and stuff. So, yeah.
So do you think this is old school people that are saying this? You know, the people like Greg's age that are saying that, gaming's just an addiction and stuff like this here.
I think it's people who don't understand gaming say that. They're always scared of something they don't understand.
But, Nicole, what about your kids? All right, so your kids, they game. They like to game. Both? Yeah,
but I limit their time. They're only allowed so much, and they have to earn it. They don't just get it.
Is that same for TV as well? Do you limit how much TV they watch?
We don't really watch a lot of TV because I took cable away.
Yeah.
And we have Hulu, and we have Prime TV, and then DirecTV Now. So we basically have shit for TV. And they're not interested in it.
Mm.
My kids will want to binge watch something. Let's see, Riverdale was the latest thing my daughter binged, and now she's over it. She's like, it's boring me. The only thing we really watch, and it's only my daughter and myself because my son's still too young, is The Walking Dead.
Right, okay. Yeah, well, I suppose you hear people the way they release stuff like... I couldn't say Game of Thrones, but Walking Dead, when they release it all at once and people watch them in one big binge, you know, that's, you know, people watch maybe 4 or 5 episodes in a night.
Yeah, I'm guilty of that. I binge watch a lot of series.
Yeah, before I was here, that's why the TV was still on, is I had Elemental or whatever, the Sherlock Holmes show with Lucy Liu, because I had that on, but I'm not watching it. I'm doing things around the house while there's noise on. I quasi followed what was going on. I mean, they solved every case. That's all I know. Not even sure what half the cases were, but it was on for noise because I'm by myself a lot.
Sarah in the chat's come up with a good point where when I said that TV, you're just receiving, you're not doing anything. Sarah's put, perhaps perhaps if it depends if you're watching TV with someone else, it can cause conversation and interaction with other people. So, so that's a good point, really.
Yeah, well, yeah, and for a lot of us gamers, well, not gamers, just ordinary people, we'll talk about it. I don't know. The reason I mentioned your kids, Nicole, because I think their generation it's going to be more, it's normalized. Are you playing a game or watching TV or, you know? And I get it, Nicole, I would have something on in the background and I'd be doing different bits and pieces and... but I 20 hours watching TV or 20 hours in a week playing a game, you know.
I'm sure they would rather play a game for 20 hours than watch TV.
And I choose to play a game over watching TV as well.
But when they are playing the games, they are talking, like she talks to her two best friends who live in different parts of our town. And Sean's doing the same thing. If he's playing... He's playing with some of his friends that live in several different neighborhoods as well. And, you know, they'll talk about it during school, say, hey, you know, what if we do this, that, and the other? Because he tells me, he's like, oh, yeah, so-and-so said we can do this if we, or we want to try this on Fortnite, or we want to try this on Rainbow Six. And and him and I'll talk about Rainbow Six, and he's like, well, how do I, you know, breach this and do that? And so we talk more. But we all have that in common. And to me, playing a video game is very similar to playing a board game. Sean and I will sit here and talk about it on the couch. And I'll sit next to him and watch him play. But
That's good. That's good that you can, because you know, some kids don't. They just bury themselves in the room. And with Charlie at the moment, we have had to limit his time strictly to 2 hours. Yeah. So he gets 2 hours of the week if he's done what he needs to do, and he'll get 3 hours on a weekend. And it's not going down very well at the moment, but he was outside today playing with the other boys.
They have to do all their chores.
Didn't want to go outside, didn't want to do stuff today. Beautiful day here, but he's been out and he's had a ball, and it's done him the world of good. So, you know, there has to be balance. But he would literally sit in his room, you know, moment he come home from school until bedtime, he would not have to say it. And he turns into a cranky, grumpy little bugger. And he can't, you know what we would be like that too. Concentrating on a game and you're fully into it, and somebody says, can you bring your washing down? You know, what? Yeah, later. Yeah, he turns into that little bugger. Anyway, that's good. Thank you, Greg DeLacy. That's an interesting comment you've made. Maybe you could contact the show some other time if you bother. Okay, some new releases, Nicole. Get yourself ready.
Can I just stop you there?
Something else? Yeah.
I had a speak pipe last week, and there was a question in the speak pipe. Okay. So I would bring it up this week because obviously I was on my own last week. So I'll play the speak pipe again, and you can hear the question.
You're right there, OC Podcast. This is just a quick message right now to say that I really enjoy all of the games and you play them and all of that and like, talk about it and stuff, right? And I think that I hope that the OC podcast starts making a bit of money, because then, like, maybe that Greg DeLacy might have enough money to buy some sleeves, because he's always wearing them bloody, like, tank top things like his Action Man. But anyways, like, about the games and stuff, right, I was thinking, if you, could bring back one game from back in the day, what game would it be? I think I would bring back, like, one of them, what's that game called, like lines and that. Like, oh, yeah, Pong. I mean, Pong, mate. Remember Pong? Pong was a game, wasn't it? What a game. What a game. What a mighty good game. Anyway, like, I'm out now. Bye. Oh, jeez, I don't know what happened there.
I think we had about 5 different accents in that speak pipe. It started off Brummy and ended up being Cockney and then Billy Mickey Mouse.
I have an idea.
I know it. I'm pretty sure I know who it is. But shit!
Oh, fail boat. Microphone fail.
No, my controller fell off my top of my PC. Anyway, so his question is, what game would you bring back? Any ideas? Any off the top of your head?
Yeah, but I can't say it because he'll shoot me down.
Aliens, Colonial Marines.
Well, I would love to see a high def reworked version of Aliens, Colonial Marines. I really would. I love that. I would love that. And yes, we have that good Alien game, but I like the action of the soldiers in Aliens, Colonial Marines. Sorry, not so much a game as the feeling that I got playing these two games, and it's the original Quake. Played over 56k modems, and there was clans of us and groups, and we played Capture the Flag, and the crack we had, and there was no microphones, it was all keyboard chat. The crack we had was absolutely fabulous, and I would like to get that back again. And maybe I was young enough to be twitchy enough with Quake back in the day, and I was but yeah, a game that would bring back that feeling. I suppose I'd love a full big version of Scramble, a fully realised version of Scramble, where actually the ship landed at the end of the base.
Yeah,
maybe you jumped off it and done a bit, and you know, I could see that being really, really cool if you could expand on that idea. I don't know, Nicole.
I liked, and then this is gonna sound crazy, and it was a really hard game, but when I had my Sega Genesis. There was a Jurassic Park game that I loved playing. Mm-hmm. It was a crap game, but I enjoyed it anyway. And it was really hard. And I remember my son has it on something that they did a little, but it's still this little pixelated thing. But it was a lot of fun. I would bring maybe that one back. The original Fable. And then there was... Fantasy Online that I played on the Dreamcast that I liked a lot too. I know, I'm reaching way back.
No. Good. I mean, so if I can go back as far as Scramble, you can do that stuff. Mark?
Most of the games I'd want to bring back have been brought back.
Like Elite and stuff like that.
Yeah, Elite and all, like the Space Invaders had revamps, and the Pac-Mans have had revamps. I've actually mentioned it earlier, Road Rash on the Mega Drive. I used to love that game. And I know they've made a couple of remakes, or tried to do a Road Rash 2, but I don't think it was as successful. But a 4K HDR, full-on Horizon-type graphics, Road Rash would be awesome.
Yeah, I think some of the problems about them coming back, I mean, Elite... Back in the day, I suppose there was a queer learning curve with it.
Yeah.
Even back in the day. But it just, when they bring them back, they seem to get so complex, you know, so many features, so much feature creep. There was something great about the gameplay of some of these older games. That it's that mad thing with Quake again. There's something magical about the gameplay.
Yeah.
It's good gameplay.
So. There was one of the other games I'd want to bring back is there was a Spectrum game called The Hobbit, based on the movie.
Oh yeah, and I could never get past
it. Used to take half an hour to load
on the Spectrum
to load a green image on the screen, and then it'd ask you a question in text, and you'd say, "Oh, try the door." But if they did a proper RPG of that, that'd be awesome.
Good. All right, good. Thanks for that. Thanks for the speed pick. I think it was that Pilch?
No, I think it was John Mouse.
Yeah, you think?
I think it was. I might be wrong,
I think everybody suspects John Mouse of everything. So
yeah, but it's got his brummy accent at the beginning, isn't it?
John, if it was you, contact me. Come on to the show.
Yeah, let me know if I was right.
Yeah,
I actually, when I knew we only had to... Because he actually sent me a message on... Twitter on the direct messages saying that he enjoyed my solo show last week, and I said to him, "Oh, if we ever have a spot, I'll invite you on." And when I knew there was only going to be three of us tonight, I actually sent him a message a couple of days ago, but he never replied, so he must be busy.
I've asked him a few times, and he's just no.
So John, you missed out there. You could have been on tonight.
We didn't really tackle that because, you did a solo show because we were all away and we wanted to get some content out, and you were
and we did do two episodes in the week before three anyway, so but yeah, I just like to keep consistent.
Really well, last Mark. It was good. It was really good.
It was short, but yeah, I enjoyed doing it, to be honest.
Yeah, it was good. You were clear and concise, and you weren't and it was brilliant. It was good. I enjoyed it. Well done. All right, Nicole, would you take the new releases, please?
Sure. So the new releases for, when is this? We'll just go with June 26th to 29th, because I have no idea. The date's missing. The Blob Remastered for the Switch is released on the 26th. Also on the 26th is that Nier or Near?
I think it's Nier Automata.
Nier Automata Become as Gods Edition for the Xbox One.
You say Automata, I say Automata.
Release on the same day would be The Awesome Adventures of Captain Spirit.
This is what I was saying. This says the 26th, whereas that news article said the 25th. And it's unusual for a game to come out on a Monday.
Tuesday, so I think that news article was incorrect.
Yeah, I do as well.
But that is for PC, PS4, and Xbox One. Sorry. Far Cry 3 Classic Edition will also be released on PlayStation 4 and Xbox One.
What?
Because we can only refix the same game so many times.
It was a cracking game, but why?
I don't know. Lumines Remastered, again, for PC, Switch, PS4, and Xbox One.
Hey, good luck with this one.
Yeah, Wise, what is that?
I think it's said, I think you pronounce it Ease, because I know Chris on the Boss Wave plays it a lot, so I think it's Ease. Ease 8.
Yeah. Lacrimosa of Dana for the Switch. Closing off June 26th is Crash Bandicoot Insane Trilogy for the Switch, Xbox One, and PC. Then releasing on June 29th, The Crew 2 for PC, PS4, Xbox One. And closing out June 29th is
pronounced properly.
Stein 2.
Oh, it's not Stein, it's Stein.
The new Colossus. This is the Overseas Connection, not some other asshole podcast. It's Wolfenstein.
Field boat.
Yeah, that speaking other podcast, you're all assholes.
No, they're not really. They're not really. I just like messing.
Ah, dear. Fraser has a new Colossus. I've seen photographs of his dog. Yeah. He's turned into a
His pup
monster.
Has turned into a miniature horse, hasn't it?
it looks like a great Dane. And I see it lying on a cushion, and the cushion says Kong on it. And that seems quite suitable. Okay, look, if you do see us playing online, jump on, grab us. You know, if I've seen me playing Forza, come and join in. We'll have fun. We'll have some races together. So don't be shy. Do that. That's good. Victory achieved. Do you know what? This is almost time to draw a winner. And next week we'll be drawing a winner for Victory Achieved. Victory Achieved is our ongoing wonderful little competition that when you finish your games, good idea to do that, you take a nice little selfie of yourself. And you tweet that off to @OC_podcast with a hashtag victory achieved. Nicole, are you having an earthquake?
No, you just need to hurry up.
You need to pee. And so tweet that off, and we'll be drawing next week, and the winner will get $20 or £15 gift card for whatever platform you want. And the people that completed games over the last couple of weeks, because we're on catch up now. CB Mingay, Skyrim, good lad. Caliburn M, he finished Torment, Tides of Numenera. I swear he makes them up. And he also finished Assassin's Creed Syndicate. Denok TQ finished Detroit Become Human. Hardly Dan and his Dicky Bow finished Wolverblade. I finished Battlefield 1. Elite Chris finished God of War. John Mouse finished Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 2. He's in backwards land. You'll find out why in a second or two. Caliburn M finished Ratchet and Clank. Hardly Dan also finished Destiny 2. Dinnock finished Knack 2. Colonel Cars finished Ni No Kuni 2. John Mouse played Lost Planet 3. My God, John, what is that about? Steffi Business, he's working his way through KOTOR. He finished KOTOR 1 a while back. He's now finished KOTOR 2. It's all about 2. Phil Thieve finished State of Decay 2. And finally, John Mouse finished Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 1. So congratulations, all of you. Well done for finishing your games. And this is for you.
You all have a victory's achieved. Victory's achieved. You have one. Victory's achieved.
When you were reading them last few hours, it reminded me of when I was a kid and we used to have the grandstand on the TV and it says Liverpool 1, Brentford
4,
2.
4-4. Yeah. Okay, look, if you want to join us, please come and join in with the chat. If Nicole, if you can grab the shatters. And Sarah mostly in there tonight.
Yeah, sure, Sarah.
The weather's too good. And you can watch live on twitch.tv/OC podcast and join in our chat group, mixer.com/OC podcast and youtube.com/OverseasConnectionPodcast at 9 o'clock in the UK, 1 p.m. on the West Coast and 4 p.m. on the East Coast of the United States. And, of course, you can get us on iTunes and Tubies and all places. You can get all of your podcasts. Please leave us a review. It would be lovely if you did that. And this is how you can contact us.
You like us. We like you. See where I'm going with this? Follow us on Twitter at @OC_podcast. Check us out on Facebook, fb.ocpod.com, or email us podcast@ocpod.com. We'd love to hear from you.
I like that one. Sheep. That's the sheepies. That's the sheepies. I like that. Okay, let's get out of here. Mark, who do you want to shout out?
I want to shout out Kyle and Sam. Congratulations on your big day. Hope you have many more happy years of being together and happy marriage. And I want to shout out the England football team for kicking Panama's ass today. 6-1. It was really good. Yeah, very exciting. So, yeah, so that's me. Over to you, Nicole.
6-1, is that 6-1,
yeah. Holy, it was 5-0 at half time.
We have a family draw going on at the moment. I've lost one team. I have France, Senegal, the guys that sell sunglasses, as in Alan Sugar, and Uruguay. So I've got three good teams there. I've lost my Morocco. It's a good family thing. We've got a little WhatsApp group going on with a bit of stick going back and forward. It's interesting. And it's nice through the day because you can have it on the radio. So the radio.
Wireless.
Nicole.
Let's see. You can get a hold of me at Nicole@ocpod.com by email, at @OC_Amaryllis for Twitter, Amaryllis on the PlayStation 4, and Amaranth on Xbox. And I'd like to shout out again, happy birthday to Jim. Congratulations to Kyle. And because when is Chinny getting married?
August, I think, yeah.
Oh, August. So they do this way ahead. All right. And just a little shout out to my kids. June's almost over, so I'll get to see them in July, and I'm very much looking forward to it. And to you guys, always fun here, and to our wonderful Shatters in the Chat, which would be Sarah today, because I can't get this stupid Twitch thing to work. So, if you will close us out, Robin.
Before you do that, Robin, I forgot to add my find me details. Yet you can get me Mechanics on every gaming platform and at Mechanics on Twitter. Sorry about that. I forgot about that. So yeah, go on then, Robin.
I see Commander Root in there and the electrical skateboard as well as Sarah. So hello in the chat. Hardly Dan was looking very, very dapper. I seen some photographs of him in a tux. Good lad, Jason. You sad, sad, sorry, little man.
We're not mentioning him.
No, we're not. That's it. That's as far as I'm going. It's as far as I'm going. And okay, to Phil and to Kim and Rich, especially Rich, and Greg, who's having a great time out with his mommy. And he's just had lunch with mommy, and then he's going to gamble mommy in the casino. So, you can catch me at Bongo the Sane. You'll see me at bongosbits.com. Catch me on Wednesday night with my wife Judith as we race towards our healthy bodies. On Facebook, you look up Robin Tate and you will get me there. It's open. And we put a little video out every Wednesday evening. So that's lots of fun. Anyway, thanks everybody for listening to the show. We will be back at the same time next week and with a different crew or a same crew. I'm not quite sure what crew, but we will be here. So have a fantastic, safe and wonderful gaming week, everyone. Thanks for listening. Goodbye.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to the Overseas Connection podcast. See you same time next week.